Steve. It's Betty. How are you?
Betty, I'm doing great. Hope you are too.
Absolutely.
Hi, Betty. This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and I'm watching a little 20-month-old little fellow, so I think I'm going to have to go on mute pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah, a friend brought him an hour ago.
Yeah, and how nice to have a little one around.
Yeah, it is. He's a cute little blonde, blue-eyed little fellow.
Aww.
But he's pretty busy.
Yes, I'm sure.
Did you get to him?
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi. Did you beat me on the call?
Not by much.
I was just looking at the call. I was reading some stuff, and I looked up and went, 7:02, it says on my computer. How's everything going? Let's see, that's Elaine, right? And
has arrived.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Char. And was that Joanne?
Yep. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, good morning.
Monty's here.
Hi, Monty.
Hello, hello.
Happy Thursday. Already. These days are flying by.
Merry Christmas. Too soon.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I can't go there yet. I'm thinking Del Mar. Ricky and I are going, oh, Del Mar's coming up in June. Anyway.
I'm already too warm. I told Denny he's got to get screens on the windows up here. I don't want bats flying through.
Oh, yeah. Do you get bats?
Oh, we do. And it really is alarming when they come over, you know, swooping down close and you pull the blankets up over the top of you. Cross country living, Jeannie.
I know, I know.
In the Northwest. Maybe you didn't have them in Texas, huh?
Well, I don't remember them, but I remember at the Pathfinder Summit one year, they have the Bat Bridge. I remember Rick Murphy talking about it. The bats just congregate right around that bridge.
Well, I learned that they're positive for the insects and some of that stuff. So anyway, I try not to get too alarmed, but it's still, I don't like them.
Yeah. A lot of things out there in nature.
On a more positive note, you can continue though, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, I tried your,
has arrived
with the broccoli slaw and the dressing. The dressing was delicious. I didn't have the almond butter, but I had cashew butter a little bit less.
Oh, that is that.
Oh my goodness, was it delicious! And
that's what Danny said last night as we finished up the other half of it and put it on a big bed of greens because there wasn't that much of it. So I will attach it to the recipe when I
do. And my comment was I was eating a little bit. I'd come back into the living room. I was working on some stuff. And I told Ricky, I said, boy, this is delicious. It kind of reminds me of a hamburger. And so he got himself a dish, and he goes, it's like an In-N-Out burger. How'd you do that?
What did you put it on?
Without the burger. I don't know.
Without the
flavor.
The burger. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Somehow the flavoring triggered that. It probably is the red onion and the I didn't have Greek yogurt, so I used a little bit of vegan mayo.
Oh, I didn't use Greek yogurt. I actually used the Wildwood.
Oh,
soy.
Did you? Okay. Okay.
No, I wouldn't violate that one. I don't do, I mean, it's bad enough if I stop and get a, you know, the cheap frozen yogurt with the kids, which we don't do much of that at all anymore.
That's way down the...
It
was right on track with that when I... Linda Morse.
Has arrived.
And he was talking about the same kind of dressing, and so it was right down Furman's alley, and I thought, I'm just going to plagiarize that recipe and just take and change the ingredients totally that I used. And rewrite that part before I send it out so it's not confusing to people.
Yeah, no, it's really very good. Thank you for that. I happen to have, I just took some, I had a bunch of broccoli, and I just took, I didn't have the broccoli slaw, so I just took it and made it in little julienne strips, and then I took some carrots and cucumbers and did the same thing and put them in a dish, and then I added the red onion, sliced almonds, and dried cranberries, and then put that dressing on. It was great. Great. So,
which, of course, is better for you than the packaged stuff from the store after listening to his illustration of all that stuff again.
Well, but in a hurry, I think that's really a great thing, you know?
Once in a while, you know, and it's still raw food, or whole food, and, you know, to a degree, it's just, you know, maybe not quite as nutrient dense as the other would be.
Right. Well, I heard many others pop in. Anybody want to say hello? Or good morning, or state your name?
Okay. Good morning. I just wanted to tell people, for those of you who order from Vitacost, I don't think I'm the only one, be very careful because, I don't know about you, but I get an email probably every day at least from them with this sale or that sale. And so finally last night I decided, okay, it's time to order the two things that I definitely wanted was biotin and CoQ that I get there, as well as the deodorant zone. And it had, for the Vitacost stuff, buy one, get one half off. And I thought, well, that was a fair price. So I put the order through, and then I go read my emails, and an email from yesterday, from the day before, or maybe it was from yesterday, said up to 20% off. So I thought, gee, out of curiosity, I'm just going to check and see how much my order would have been this way. It was like $40-some less. And so I called their 800 number. I didn't know how to cancel the original order. And I said to the guy, you know, I really am having a problem with this. I said, you would expect when you go to place an order online that they're going to show you the best price that's available. He agreed with me. I said, I hope this is being recorded and somebody listens to these recordings. And he told me how to cancel the order, and I canceled it and put through the new one. That really got my dander up.
Mm-hmm.
And I even said to him, you know, maybe I should just stop ordering from you and go local. It was just...
No.
FYI.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's because of whatever code you put in, it triggers that in the computer. It's what they've got, you know, what's happening. I've done that on other companies also, that if you've got any special going on, if you don't have the right code, it's not going to get into the right slot on the computer.
Well, they've changed their website since the last
time
I ordered.
I'm not picking up for them, but it won't only happen on that company. I've ordered from too many other ones that I've missed on not having, you know, whatever thing I needed in a line with whatever was happening for whenever they set it up, and there can still be two of them in there.
Well, interestingly, one of the two products, I forget what, I think it was the biotin, it was still buy one, get one 50% off. And the CoQ turned out to be less expensive ordering.
The letter
has arrived.
Other than $240 with the buy one, get one half off. I mean, it was just bizarre. And it wasn't the way they have their, at least, you know, from the email, you could click on and order what you want. They've changed their website completely from the last time so that it you know, when you say that you want CoQ, it goes right to the CoQ now. And it was different the last time. It was just very annoying. And when you see it so close like that, and for three items, I save $40-some, that's bizarre.
That is. Wow.
Yeah,
another thing I picked up on TV
is on computers.
Thanks for the heads up.
I picked up Stevie this morning about deep breathing, and she said they can give you more energy because it gets more oxygen to your blood throughout the body. She said if you're standing, or you can do it lying down, hold a book on your stomach with your four fingers on each hand over it, and when you take a deep out, your stomach should push the book out, and when you breathe in, your stomach should push the stomach in, and that's how you get the stomach breathing. Most of us breathe much too shallowly, and it'll give you more energy, she said, if you learn to breathe right through your stomach.
So when you breathe in, your stomach should come out.
Right. The book should
yeah.
go out. The stomach should
the book should go out.
Right, whether you're doing it lying down or sitting or standing up. And when you
right.
When you exhale.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times I try to breathe with breathing in and making my lungs expand. So that's a different type of breathing.
The stomach.
I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deep breathing goes down to the abdomen. And the diaphragm relaxes and allows the oxygen to just flow right in and go throughout the body. Most of us just breathe in the upper part of our lungs most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to
that's
watch.
That's a good exercise. I just stood here doing it, and I don't at all breathe that way.
No, most of us don't.
Without thinking about it, for sure.
Yeah. And sometimes when I've done this consciously, you can get a little lightheaded initially. Be careful.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I was reading in Salt, Sugar, Fat, and I don't know if we've covered this or not, but it's talking about the grocery stores, the shelf space in the grocery store. And I just wanted to read this one paragraph here. He talks about the largest stores carry as many as 60,000 items. I think I remember somebody saying that. The competition's utterly fierce to win space from the store managers who lord over their aisles with one maxim. The most space goes to the biggest sellers. Supermarket real estate is so precious, in fact, that consumer scientists have conducted experiments in which they place devices on the heads of shoppers to track their eye movements as they roam the store. And the gleanings from these studies has helped define the pecking order on the shelf. Down low by the shopper's feet, not surprisingly, is death. Eye level is prime, especially toward the middle stretches of the aisle. The special displays at the end of the aisles called caps are the best of all. So I was thinking about, as I wander through the store,
what's the best truth?
At the feet is, in other words, from a marketing point of view, from foot level is death. In other words, people don't look down there.
Oh,
so they they put the less popular or,
right.
you know, less money makers on
okay.
the bottom row. And I always notice, and I just think of the cereal aisle because it's just crazy how many cereals there are, that the ones that I always wanted would be either one little teeny spot or way down on the bottom. And so I thought it was pretty interesting how they fold
that
up.
You are not the normal shopper.
Yeah, I know I'm not. I have been, though, in the past, you know, not thinking about all of that. And, then, of course, they put the specials and stuff on the end of the aisle and even at Sprouts. You know, I've noticed that, too. So just a heads up, you know, when you're in the – this is really interesting this book, it goes into a lot of detail that some people might not be interested in. But they were talking about Dr. Pepper and how to get people to crave stuff. How do you get people to crave is a chapter. I was raised in Waco, Texas, and so Dr. Pepper is from there. And I was like, really? No wonder we drank so much Dr. Pepper growing up. And they had a whole... the 10, 2, and 4. Anybody remember Dr. Pepper? It has like their label of 10, 2, and 4, and their whole goal was to get you to drink one at 10, drink one at 2, drink one at 4, so you're drinking 3 a day. I found out.
Oh,
which
wow.
we never had that many.
Wow.
Gold
but, What'd you say, Monty?
I said good old doctor advice.
Good old doctor, yeah. It's interesting, though, they were a third place behind Coca-Cola and Pepsi, and the story is talking about that and how they, their sales start waning when Coca-Cola and Pepsi start putting out their line of clear drinks and lime flavored and orange and all these different colors. Dr. Pepper started going, uh-oh, and they put their heads together and tried to come out with something to compete. And they came out with a Red Fusion, which the public hated. And so it plunged them down. It's all about the dollar, you know. And they hired this specialist who works on how to get people to crave things. And so it goes into that. He has a whole chemical, he's got a machine he throws stuff in and comes out with all these flavors. Optimization. They optimize the flavoring of foods. So it's pretty interesting. Anyway. Anybody have any comments or questions this morning? Something on your mind? Okay. I got the new Vegetarian Times magazine. That's April, May. There are some beautiful things on the cover. It's red, and it says, Eat Green, Get Lean, 29 Healthy Spring Recipes. It's a beautiful sandwich on the cover. But there's some great recipes in here. There's some 30-minute ones, too. And I don't know how many people are into raw foods or whatever, but they do have a section. They have a category, a regular column called 30 Minutes. And this month, it's titled In the Raw, Try Your Hand at Raw Cuisine. And the one that caught my attention was yellow beet ravioli with olive mint tapenade and citrus foam. It looks, I guess I'm attracted to pasta. So I went, oh wow, look at these raviolis. And come to find out, the ravioli itself is made out of yellow beets, sliced very thin. So, and it's a beautiful picture. So I may, and it's a 30-minute or fewer recipe that caught my attention too. They have miso glazed cauliflower with kale salad. And another one that caught my eye was hazelnut, quote, couscous with wild mushrooms and tarragon cream. And they make the couscous. You know, couscous is a little round form of pasta. And
Mirlo has arrived.
The couscous is made with cauliflower and hazelnuts that are pulsed together in a food processor and finely chopped. And then you stir in nutritional yeast, olive oil, agave, a little agave or coconut nectar.
I wonder what heads up what pages add on so when ours gets here we can jump for it.
Yes, it's on page 28. Oh, no.
I wonder why they didn't use regular couscous.
I'll tell you why, because I was ready to condemn her, but I want her to finish first. She gets a plus on my scoreboard. And I'll tell you guys why, but finish it, Jeannie. I don't want to interrupt.
No, but that's the couscous. It's made with cauliflower, hazelnut, raw hazelnuts, nutritional yeast, olive oil, agave, and then fresh tarragon. And you blend that together. And then you've got mushrooms, wild mushroom mix. That you mix together, and I haven't made this yet, so you toss all that together, and then you make this tarragon cream, which is raw cashews, pine nuts, lemon juice, white miso paste, and tarragon.
You got 3 points instead of one. I went to two, and then I went to three. I'm getting
okay.
3 points.
Well, it's not me. It's the recipe. But anyway.
You did.
So those two caught my eye. I thought, oh, well, I'd like to try to make some of these.
First of all, I was ready to scream when you said the ravioli, and then you got to talking about the ravioli. The first thing was just from watching and going through yet another Furman one, as I mentioned earlier, an older one. He was standing in Whole Foods doing a demo, and so many shortcuts to make your time faster in the kitchen. I mean, he doesn't even take the band off the vegetables. He just chopping them. I think I may have said that yesterday, but anyway, he just dips the ends of them in water and starts going for it. And anyway, he made the statement that you don't use flowers. You don't want anything. If it's broken down to a flower, when you said ravioli, I was thinking about the flower on the ravioli, you know, what you would normally do for a dough. And so that was wrong. And then when you turn it around the other way, when you chop many of the vegetables and cut them and break them down to more minute parts, instead of using bigger pieces, you are releasing, and I can't remember, there's letters to it. I'll write it down. I've got to take some notes on it. And you break it down to a smaller particle, your body, those are released. Nutrients in the vegetable are released. And then when you chew it, they're released further. So in one sense, the grains you're not wanting to break down at all. You want them in the whole form. And the others you're trying to break down as small and as fine. Even cutting his kale, he instead of having bigger pieces like we think is attractive in a salad, on the kale and some of your more nutritional greens, you want to break them down really fine. Same thing is true on garlic and is true on onions. You want them minced until they're almost just juice. And these need to be done before they're cooked. You can't cook them and then try and blenderize them to get them broken down and get the value out of it. It's not going to work. So he said there's something like tenfold more nutrients out of it by doing fine mincing and chopping on it. But then he takes another vegetable and he leaves it whole like a zucchini, and he shoots it with steam for about 4 or 5 minutes. And when it is just barely getting tender, he chops that and puts that on top of the salad. I didn't say this yesterday, did I?
No.
No, nobody heard. Okay. I just don't want to repeat myself. I've said it to two or three people since. But anyway, it was just very, very interesting to know that we can get, I mean, when you can get 10 times the nutrient value out of something, you know, and he really, really says the very best thing you can do is get it as fresh as you possibly can get it. And just utilize it then. But he doesn't even take the bands off of stuff. He was just chopping them, leaving them whole, and going down. Even the bunch of carrots, he'll scrub them and wash them. But then he leaves them in the band, and he just starts chopping from the end of the bunch. And I thought, wow, this is just a way of handling it. And
so
he does it all together.
Has left the conference.
Or cook, because one time, I believe on Oz, they said that you're better off not cooking garlic.
Yeah, he does a lot of things in the raw, but he mixes them in a salad, part raw and part cooked also. And
okay.
and then the other thing that you said, it was the flour, and then it was the mincing. Oh, and then the nuts. The nuts put into and ground into the dressing will, maybe that was the one that was tenfold over what you would get if you ate nuts by the handful during the day.
Has arrived.
And then didn't put them in your salad dressing. You don't have the synergistic effect on the nutrients of the greens as well as what you can gain from the nuts. So he is just a huge advocate of using like the nut butter, or better yet, the nut butter is just throw the actual seeds or nuts in and getting them that way, because he says it enhances the food nutrient value. And he says that's how we get the real results on our health as far as, you know, maximizing it. And he says, and besides that, you want to save time and you want the very, you know, the very best you can do for your money and get. And I go, wow, this is really good. And it doesn't mean that it takes any more time. It'll actually take me less time, some of the things I picked up. I just kept sitting there. Denny was watching it with me. I kept saying, wow. And he was actually glued to that instead of a movie in the evening. And I was elated. So
great.
It does catch on. I mean, for my husband to sit and do something like that is just unbelievable. I mean, there's too many goofy things on TV that he'd rather watch normally. But he was absolutely glued to it. And I know it will, you know, it will take more than once through it. You don't modify everything overnight, but they were just tips and ideas that we can make. And, you know, and I think about what the company has done and how they put this stuff together. Mm-hmm. My one grandson called and wanted the old body balance. And I had one can left, and I said, you're going to get it because you're the exception to the rule. This is second to the oldest. He's in his teens. I said, you're the exception to the rule because everybody else I know has jumped on the new one. Of course, they've understood the value difference, and they put that into proportion. And so then I said to him, I said, but trust me, this is the last you'll see. So when you get down to halfway through that container, you better start mixing it with the new one and let your taste buds change, because you're not going to see the old one, and the new one is so much more energizing to your body, especially when you're doing sports, Connor. And he just, he listened to me, he says, oh, okay, Grandma. I don't spout out too often on them, so I know better than that. But anyway, when I do, it sounded like he was accepting of it. He's going to have to be, or that's, it's not going to have a drink for,
exactly.
Provided for him free. So.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to interrupt you for so long.
No, that's, thank you for that. That's, good information. I really like Dr. Furman too. I'd love to see that video. When I got up this morning, I was like, you know, I almost crave, if I want to use that word, having my shake first thing. It's like, I really want it, and it is so good, and it wakes me up beautifully. Not that I need to be waked up, because I sleep so well most of the time, you know. But what it does to my brain, I still love that. That's one of my favorite things with the shake. And then it evens me out. I feel real even in my mind. It has to come from my mind, my body, everything. It's just very even. And I can make good decisions about things, so hopefully. Anybody else? Thoughts or comments?
Unfortunately, I agree with Connor when it comes to the old shake and the new shake, and when you put it in the green smoothies, the new one just seems too sweet.
Well, I'm not using green smoothies. I don't know when I'm going to get my green smoothie in anymore, because I'm doing it straight in water. I don't put it in anything else. And I'm with you, Jeannie, the hand and the mouth to brain in the morning, after I've had it for a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes at the most, is so powerful. But, you know, I did exactly what Drummer said, is first choice is just straight water. And boy, I'll tell you, I won't violate and take it any other way, you know, again, because I guess my taste buds took over, my brain took over my taste buds, let me say it that way. That's all I can think of to allow me to do it, because I was really not liking the sweetness either, because I'm not a sweet person. I want something tart in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly replaces the taste buds with, you know, after I got started on it. And I haven't had it in there long enough. I'm sipping on it right now, so.
Well, and I think that could be, if you just do it that way, I don't know, Steve, if you've done that, just with the water for a period of time or not.
Oh, yeah, I drink it every morning with water, and I'll put just a little bit of cinnamon and red curry powder in it. And I enjoy that. But to get my green smoothie, I get my vegetables.
For a week, see if it makes a difference enough, and that your taste buds jump over to that, because that's what happened with me. I was putting stuff in it, and then when he said, leave it all out, Shaw, he says, don't put anything in it except the water, and I did, and that was it. It took me, you know, a few days, and I go, I don't think I can take it any other way. I mean, I won't even attempt to take it with anything in it. So that was his recommendation when I, you know, nailed him to the carpet on it.
Well, and maybe if you do a green smoothie later in the day, just don't have any of it in there. Just have
that's
a green smoothie without the protein shake.
Yeah,
that's what same, but he says that morning shot to the brain will make such a difference in your body functions, you know. And I'm just going, wow. So, so I just question, Steve. I'm not trying to tell you how to do it, but.
I do the shake in the morning, and then I have make my green smoothies, and then take it to work with me. So my at my break, I'll take half a. Usually, I'll take a quart of green smoothie with me, or close to a quart, 12 ounces, or not 12 ounces, but like 28 ounces probably, and I'll drink that. Half of it morning break and half of it an afternoon break. But when I ran out of the old protein, I didn't like the taste difference. But when it comes down to it, since the new shake has so much more protein in it in the morning, I really don't need the protein in the smoothie anymore. So other than just to have it more balanced, So anyway, it's been an interesting change of taste. And like you say, after a short period of time, you get used to it.
Steve, you're talking about too much protein. When I do my second shake with the greens, I use just one scoop, so maybe that would help too.
Yeah, I only use two scoops for 2 quarts of green smoothie, so I don't use much, but it even that little bit, you can taste the difference in the sweetness.
Mm.
I thought it was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Also remember that as far as the brain is concerned, it's not so much the protein, for those of you that are not putting anything in your afternoon, any protein, the powder in it, and that is just the medium-chain triglyceride. And the medium-chain triglyceride is what really is the fuel for the brain. So when you think strictly only protein, in our shake, in my opinion, you're missing one of the main ingredients that are in the powder in our vital balance. And to me, that's the medium chain triglycerides. Not the protein's not important, but I think the other actual ingredient in there that is works for the brain and gives us all better memory or whatever, and actually even energy, is that the ketones are the form of fuel that the brain loves. So don't forget that. MCT's in there too.
Thank you, Monty. That's true. Yeah, and I want to read more about those too. So, and that's the medium chain triglycerides, MCTs. Thank you,
yeah,
Monty.
Yeah, I realized going back to some of that Furman stuff that he emphasizes that also way back when, and I'm going, wow, I really missed the importance of that. He doesn't, put over and over on it. It's just that if he's gone through that information, and some of that stuff has been, that was back in 2007. So, that's a few years back.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, it's not like, this stuff is new to us because it hasn't been repeated enough or we haven't clicked on it at the time. Going back over some of it, and I think we need the reminders continually because we get fed so much information, but I appreciate that also, Monty, in restating that fact that you've talked about before.
Well, remember, we're moving from green enzymes or the drink and whatever, and to me that was a paradigm shift when that happened way back when, and now to me with this new drink we're in another paradigm shift, which means our brain sometimes, mind in our mind, which I think is a very powerful unit, sometimes don't want to accept that fact that we're in a new paradigm shift, and that is with the medium chain triglycerides, the probiotics, the enzymes, all those things. So it's even though it's high in protein, we have a more powerful drink than just the protein side of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're ahead of the curve again.
Very, very well put, yeah. Any last minute? We're a few minutes over here. Great call.
Thank
you, Jane. We get all these wonderful minds going here. We get on a little roll and away we go. 30 minutes is kind of short sometimes, but we should keep it down to that because we all have busy lives and things going on and lots of people to share this with. So Have a wonderful rest of the day, and we will be back on tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Day, everybody. Oh, no.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye. To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.